Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is our 42nd week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And Abimelech called Isaac and said, "Behold, of a surety, she is thy wife." Remember the story of Abraham? What have you done? One of the people might have lightly have lain with thy wife and should have been brought guiltiness upon it. Now, keep in mind, these aren't what we call godly people. These Philistines, they were what people would call the heathen of the world. Isaac was supposed to be the godly man. Rebekah, they were from the godly seed, and yet it's those ungodly people who looked at Isaac and said, "Man, can you just imagine what would have happened if somebody would have lain with your wife? What would have happened?" Some brought guiltiness upon it in verse number 11. And Abimelech charged all his people, just like he did Abimelech with Abraham, charged all his people, said this, "Listen, he that touches this man or his wife shall surely be put to death." Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in that same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. To stop right there. To me, it's just amazing the goodness of God. Here, Isaac messed up just like his daddy. But obviously, Isaac was repentant, and he did something he'd never done before. He sowed in that land. If you remember, when Isaac came to that land, he was more of a shepherd, a sheep herder. Here it talks about him sowing. He transitioned his life, so to speak, from being a sheep herder to a farmer. Nothing wrong with that, but he just kind of directed it, obviously, because of the land and all, and he could see the potential there. During this same time, that same year, where his wife and Abimelech all had all this discussion, he sowed, verse number 12, he sowed in that land. And received in the same year 100-fold. And that's quite a return on your investment. Because the Lord blessed him. I'm working on another sermon. I hadn't forgotten the sermon, "The Camels Are Coming." I'm working on another one. Now look in verse number 29. With that same thought. In verse number 12, it said the Lord blessed him. Look in verse number 29. We'll get to the meat of it here, but I want you to see something here. His enemies, Abimelech and some other men, came in verse number 29. They seen the blessings upon Isaac, and here's what the enemies of Isaac said: "Thou art now blessed of the Lord. Thou art now the blessed of the Lord." It was, you know, that the lost world out there ought to look at us as God's people and say, you know, they are blessed of the Lord. They know nothing about God. They know nothing about being Baptist. They know nothing about salvation. They just look at us and say, "Man, now," and by the way, the word "now" is a present tense, that thou art now the blessed of the Lord. More, there's a great message in there. These were the lost people, looked at Isaac and how God was blessing him. And they knew there was something different about Isaac that was different about them. He was different. And he was being blessed of the Lord. Today, that's one of these lessons that we can learn. The people out, the lost world, ought to look at us. Say, "Man, there's something different about those folk down at Westwood Missionary Baptist Church." Amen, preacher. And I mean in a good way. You ought to be examples, and the Lord will be blessing. And then again, this isn't a prosperity gospel message. But they'll see a difference in your life and how God blesses you. "Well, preacher, I don't have a new car or a new house." Aren't you still blessed? Yeah. Amen. We are so blessed to the Lord. And we count our blessings by our material means. That's how people look at it. "Well, if I'm blessed to the Lord, I have this. I have a big bank account. I have this. No. something far greater than material blessings is spiritual blessings. Amen. Far greater. Matter of fact, I won't go into this. I don't want to go too far with this. But, you know, some of the happiest people in the world are people who don't have nothing and don't know they don't have nothing. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Me and Herman went to, and Jeff went to Georgia the other day, and he shot him a deer. Herman shot him a deer. First time in over 20 years. But we were just talking about old times and all. And we're sitting up there at the house in Georgia talking about how it used to be. And I remember growing up as a kid that Daddy would take us fruit picking. And I thought it was fun because I'm a kid running through the orange grove and I had a little sack, you know, and I'd put... He wasn't doing it for fun. Daddy was doing it to make some money. And again, it's no reflection on anybody or any churches or anything. But you know the old adage, Lord, we'll keep the preacher poor and you keep him humble. All right, it was tough back then. And for everybody, not just preach back then, it was tough times. My grandpa made a living, told us to Herman, picking fruit. My grandma worked there in Davenport, Holly Hill. Holly Hill, she was a fruit sectionizer. You know what? Now they got machines. She used to peel fruit by her hand, with hand. And she taught me how to peel an orange and a grapefruit. And I can still do it today because Grandma taught me how to peel a fruit and that ring just keep running. She just turned that orange in with that sharp blade and it was like a... Like a yo-yo, you know what I'm talking, when he's Christmas, they just go up and we'd play with it and all. Man, it was rough back then. We didn't have nothing, but we were happy. And now people have more than ever and they're miserable. Amen. Man, I want to preach on that so bad I could spit. Big TVs. Not just one, two, or three. Cars, computers, watches, all the new fandangle stuff. New phones. I ain't going there. You got to have the newest phone. If you ain't, you're miserable. Am I talking to the right people or am I just me? Back then, we were just happy as pigs in slop. Yeah, and happy to be there. I remember I had a bathtub. I had a little swim. Grandpa had a swimming pool at his house. You know what it was? It was a concrete mixer. Doug knows what I'm talking about. It was about this long, about that high. And he'd fill up with water. And man, I had me a swimming pool, but I had to be careful diving in because they still had some of that concrete that dried, and you'd rub your belly raw from. Man, I had a good time with stuff like that, and didn't know any better. And now, get a new truck and I get a scratch on it, and I'm mad. I'm talking to me too. We are blessed to the Lord. And we don't even realize it. Amen. Here, every time I think of Wally, we'd say, God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. God is good. Well, that's what happened to Isaac. He was blessed 100-fold, and even his enemies looked to him and said, man, in verse number 29, now thou art now blessed of the Lord. Boy, there's something there that we ain't got.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come see us this week for our World Missions Conference. Monday through Friday, we'll have special services at 7 p.m. with great preaching and music. And then on Saturday, January 30th at 6 p.m., the Tribute Quartet will be with us. You don't want to miss these events. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.